Folks, we're going to talk today about Easter. You say, well, of course, it's Easter, George. You're obviously going to bring an Easter message. Well, as I was thinking about the message, I wanted to kind of wrestle a little bit with it because I don't know about you, but this is my 53, so this would be my 54th Easter. Easter really didn't mean anything to me until I became a believer when I was about 19 years old. And the reality is I've been a believer now 34 years, and to be honest with you, sometimes Easter is just another holiday. You ever notice that with you folks? It's just another time to get together with family. Our clan got together yesterday in Indiana County, and we had what we always have on Easter. We had ham, and ham loaf. And I love ham loaf because I love that brown sugar, whatever they put on it, okay? I shouldn't have that, but I love it. In fact, I forgot myself yesterday, and my accountability partner, I'm telling you right now, I didn't do good yesterday, okay? So, but there is today. I'll do better today. But Easter is something that we need to grasp a hold of because, I'll be honest with you, for some of us, it's just another Easter. Just another Easter. Just another time for family to get together. Just another celebration. The next celebration is going to be Memorial Day. Well, I want us to think about that for a moment. So if you have a bulletin, I encourage you to always get a bulletin when you come in. If you look on the back of the bulletin, there's a section for you to fill in because sometimes you remember and process things a little bit if you write them down. I want to make a couple points here about it being just another Easter. Number one, we have unconsciously made Easter into just another holiday. And I mean, I'll be honest with you, that happens. Because Jesus is a part of our lives every day. We understand that he's forgiven us. We understand the resurrection every day, every week, month after month. And I'll be honest with you, the whole concept of just having Easter, well, that's the time when I get to dress up at church, or that's the time when we go over to grandma's, or that's the time when I know we have ham or whatever it is that you have on Easter. And it just becomes another holiday. That's the one that we celebrate on Sunday. And, of course, there's all the chocolates and the Cadbury eggs, and there's all of the Easter egg hunts and everything, and it's just another holiday. And that's normal. Happens to me. Happens to you. And I think we need to be honest about that. Because sometimes the celebration can mean more to us than what we're celebrating about. Have you noticed that? Sometimes the celebration and the family gatherings and all of that can mean more to us than what we're celebrating. Do you know what I mean? It's sometimes bigger than what we're celebrating. And what I want to do this morning is I want to bring us back to what we're celebrating. I want to bring us back to the significance of that. So here's my second point. This leads to the significance of Easter being lost to us. And that's why we're focusing here. Because the whole significance of Easter kind of becomes in the wash. Do you know what I'm saying? And listen, I'm not telling you that so you can go fuss at people because they have Easter eggs and they talk about the Easter bunny rather than Jesus. That's not my point. That's what the world's going to do. Whatever. But for you as a believer, yeah, you can have the Easter bunny, and you can talk about the Easter bunny, and you can talk about eggs, and you can enjoy the Cadbury eggs and all that. But there's something so much more there for you because you're a believer, and if there's anything that Easter has an impact on, it's you. It's you because you have faith in him. But the problem is because it's just another holiday, just another celebration, just another whatever, we lose the significance. So that's why I want to take you to 1 Corinthians 15. Now, 1 Corinthians 15, I would encourage you to read it on your own anyhow, because it's a great passage. It's a passage where Paul is addressing the issue of the resurrection, because there were some in his day, just as there are some today, there's a lot today, who would say it is not possible for anybody to come back from the dead. It's not possible for somebody to be raised up 3 days later. There is no resurrection. That's just a pipe dream. That's somebody's imagination. It's not possible. There is no resurrection. And so he answers that whole question in chapter 15. He answers the whole issue from several different approaches. He's like, he's saying, if there is no resurrection, then we're of all people should be pitied that we're even here celebrating it, because if there's no resurrection, we're crazy. But then he goes on, and this is what we're going to focus on. We're going to look at verses 20 to 28. And he goes on and he tells you why the resurrection of Jesus, why Easter is so important to you and I. Why you need to grasp a hold of it. So let's look together. Let's look at these verses. Look with me at verse 20 of chapter 15. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even in Christ all shall be made alive, but each one in his own order. Christ the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ at his coming. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom of God, kingdom to God the Father, when he puts an end to all rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet, and the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who puts all things under him is accepted. But now, when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him who has put all things under him, that God may be all in all. All right, so here's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to take this passage and this explanation about why the resurrection is so important, and we're going to divide it really into two sections. We're going to say, first of all, that he's going to talk about our past condition. See, if you're going to